that's going to get the end time, get all these things started. And they looked around and they didn't find anybody worthy. And all of a sudden, John said he began to weep. And then all of a sudden, he said, then I saw a lamb. And it's interesting that here he didn't say, I saw a Messiah. He didn't say, I saw a lion in the tribe of Judah. He said, I saw a lamb. Why? Because it was lamb. It was a lamb that was slain for our sin. He said, then I saw a lamb looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by four living creatures and the elders. And he had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, and out onto all the earth. And he came. Just think now, picture this lamb, Jesus Christ. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. And each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. Are you ready to sing a new song today? And the new song was, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals because you were slain. And with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. Did you catch that? From every tribe, from every people, from every nation and every language, you have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God. And they will reign on the earth. Who do you think he's talking about? Come on now, it's us. We will rule and reign, amen? That's why he died, so we would rule and reign. You have made them, we're the them, to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. And then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. And they encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the sun and on the sea and all that is in them singing, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. So why can't we do that today? Just stand and give him praise and give him honor and say to him who sits upon the throne, we're the them he was talking about that's going to rule and reign now. Amen. Let's stand up and worship him.
Celebrate, he's alive.
Amen.
Let the children sing a song of liberation. The God of our salvation set us free. Death, where is thy sting? The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands open. Come and sing. He's alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
And let my heart sing out.
Let my heart sing out. For Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescued me.
Death won't hurt me now.
Death won't hurt me
because
now. Because he has
redeemed. No grave
will ever keep me from my
grief. I'm alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Yes, I'm alive.
Alive, alive, hallelujah. Alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah. Alive, forever, amen.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the They were named, worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise, worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance, let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty.
Say you're worthy.
Worthy is the Lamb, worthy of our praise.
He's worthy.
The one who has overcome the grave. Let the people sing. Worthy is the mighty.
He's worthy. Oh, Jesus is worthy.
Let the people sing. Worthy is
somebody to pray. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave.
He's alive,
he's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, bring glory to the Lamb. He's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
The curse of sin is broken. The empty tomb stands up and come and sing.
He's alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb. Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. So let my heart sing out.
For Christ the one and only, so powerful and holy, rescued me.
Death won't hurt me now, because he has redeemed me.
The
grave will never keep me from my King.
I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb.
Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen.
Yes, I'm alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb.
Alive, 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 hallelujah, alive, forever, amen. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance.
Come on.
Let the people sing.
Yeah. Worthy is
come
the
one. Say worthy. Worthy of our praise. Worthy is the one who has overcome the grave. Let the people dance. Let the people sing.
Worthy is the mighty.
Say you're worthy. He's worthy.
The one who has overcome the grave. Let the people sing. Worthy is the
mighty. He's worthy. He's worthy. Oh, Jesus is worthy.
Worthy is
somebody to pray.
Alive, alive, hallelujah, alive, praise and glory to the Lamb.
He's alive, 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 hallelujah,
alive, forever.
him. Hallelujah. As we magnify his name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Jesus warned him that that's what he was going to do. You know, we were reading the story yesterday to the children and how that the Pharisees thought, now, you know what? We remember this man said we may have crucified him. But you know, he told us he was going to raise, come back to life in 3 days. So they put a rock in front of the tomb. And they set two guards out there. Remember the story, kids? And they set two guards out there to make sure nobody came in and stole his body so they could say he had risen from the dead. And guess what showed up? An angel showed up. And when that angel showed up, rolled that stone away, what happened to the two guards? Somebody tell me. How they didn't run off, honey. They passed out. They passed out just like they were dead. And guess who rose from the dead? Yeah. Amen.
You said in 3 days you were. glorified you did.
You're alive,
you're alive, you're alive. And you reign,
and you reign,
you
said,
you're coming back again.
I know
you will,
all the earth will sing your praises.
Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we welcome everybody here this morning as we praise and we worship. And I know we stand or we sit. As long as in your heart you're worshiping and praising God, you may be listening. And I pray that you're letting the anointing of the Holy Spirit just come in and just burn inside of you this morning as we sing and as we praise and magnify Him. Hallelujah. Mighty to save. Hallelujah.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. I pray that you'll sing this as a prayer today.
So take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Fill my life again. Live my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world sing. We're singing for the glory of the risen King.
Jesus,
Savior,
He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Savior,
He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. Jesus conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine a light and let the whole world see.
your eyes right now, church. I just, in your mind, I want you, as we worship God, as we, you know, as when you worship and you praise God, you get pictures, or I get pictures in my mind. And that helps me to concentrate on Him and to think about and praise and worship Him. And you know, I don't see a cross today. I see an empty tomb. I see a King. I see a King of Kings. Hallelujah. We worship a risen King. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I just want you to know that our God is greater. He's greater than anything else that's out there. Amen. He is the Creator. Our Amen.
Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
Like you. Our God is greater, come on.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God
into the darkness
you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you.
There's none like you.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God.
Our God is greater.
Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Then what can stand against? You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
And if our God is for us,
then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? Then what can stand against?
God
is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any
others. Our God is healer, awesome in power.
Our God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you what, our God is so great. That when the Philistines stole the Ark of the Covenant from the children of Israel, when they thought they could, you know, children of Israel had been in sin. They were in sin. And they thought they could take the Ark of the Covenant out there as a symbol and they could defeat the Philistines. How many know that you can't use God as a symbol? You gotta be the real thing in order for it to work. Well, they took the Ark out there, and guess what happened? The Philistines took it. But guess what happened? When they got the Ark of our Lord into the temple where their God Dagon was, you know what happened the next day? The first morning, he was on his face before the Ark, just like he was worshiping him. So guess what they did? They set him up, and guess what they found the next morning? Somebody had chopped his head off and his arms. Hallelujah. Guess what? Our God is greater. Our God is greater. He does that to every God that tries to stand against him. But now see, it doesn't work if you don't believe it. Our God is greater. Come on, let's just sing that chorus again. You got to get that into your hearts. I think that's why I love that song so much, is because I'm saying our God, not just my God. It's our God. Amen? Our God.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? You are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God.
The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. If you believe that, if you've got a need in your body, if you believe that He's our healer, He's our strength, He's our what? He's awesome in power. You need to stand up where you are. You believe that, we sing that and confess that and we agree with you. It's our God. You're not in this alone. It's our God who's greater. It's our God who's stronger. Our God is healer. Stand to your feet right now if you need a healing in your body this morning as we sing that. Our God is greater.
Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God, our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer. Awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what can stand against?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. If you're standing up for that reason, I want you to lift your hands right now up to the Lord. Reach out and say, here I am, Lord, right now. Here I am, Lord God, and I'm trusting you. If you're for me, what can be against me? If you're on my side, what can triumph over me? Nothing. Nothing.
Hallelujah.
And as you stand in the presence of God right now, expect God to reach down and to minister to you.
Amen.
To bring his healing power. He is our Savior, our healer, our deliverer, the one that fills us with his Spirit, the one that provides every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, right now as these stand in faith, Lord. The rest of us agree with them in the name of Jesus. Right now, Lord God, let your power flow. Let the anointing drop, Lord God, into this place, into the hearts and the lives of those, Lord God, that are in need this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord God. You are a covenant God. You are a covenant God, and you do not break covenant. We thank you, Lord God, for that. That's part of the covenant. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
You know, cancer's got to fall before the Ark of the Covenant. Amen. He's got to fall before our God. Cancer's got to fall. Diabetes has got to fall. You know, anything you got going on in your body that you know is not from God, and we know those things are not from God, they have to fall before the power of God. Amen. Glory to God. You've got to believe that this morning and stand on that. In
Hallelujah.
The mighty name of Jesus.
Just
Hallelujah.
Reach out and get it. Stir Hallelujah. Something up in yourself.
Hallelujah.
Start praying in the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Reach out to the Lord right
Hallelujah.
Now. Don't just say, well,
Hallelujah.
If God wants to, he will. Just reach out and get a hold of God and
our
let God get a hold
greater.
Of you. Hallelujah.
Our God is higher than any other. Our God is healer, he's awesome in power, our God.
He's our God.
One more time, church.
Our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer,
he's
awesome in power, our God.
Our God.
Oh, praise you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
God. Thank you. Oh, we magnify
Hallelujah.
You,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. As we worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just keep on, keep on warming up on that song, musicians. But for our prayer list today, there's a court case coming up for a 7-year-old boy. Pray the child's best interest is done. Ron and Sherry for salvation. Pray for Hope Cross's mother. Laverne Adams dealing with breast cancer. Sue Montgomery needs a healing. June Saylor. Kelly and Noah. Josh Hall. Glenna Mann healing for cancer. An unspoken request.
Edith Harmon, cancer. Hubert James for healing salvation. Charlie Smith. Louise McClister. Janice Ramage.
Yes.
Believe that the family has strength to stand with her through the battle that the enemy's brought her to. Because she's believing that she's an overcomer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Jerry, you put Sandy Aiken down. She's going. She starts chemo Monday. That's
Sandy Aiken.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Jennifer Brooking or Booking? Pilkington. I thought you said Bookington. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh. What was the first name? Brenda Thrasher. Thank you, Jesus.
I have one more. Robin Raymond, he's been having problems with his kidneys. They're not sure exactly what's going
Redmond?
On with it.
Robin Raymond. Hallelujah. Amen. Just release your faith with us right now. Lord, these names have come up before you. They've been spoken, Lord God. Brought before you. And we believe, Lord God, right now, for a touch from you. Lord God, we think sometimes that just would take so much of your energy, so much of your attention and time to deal with our problems. But Lord God, help us to remember that the woman with the issue of blood said, if I can just touch the hem of his clothes, if I can just get a little bitty touch, that's all that's necessary. And I know, Lord God, that that's all that woman believed she had to have was a little bitty touch of your hem. But Lord God, she didn't realize that through that little bitty touch, she just didn't get just a little bit of you. She got your virtue. She got everything she needed. And Lord God, when we come to you in faith, believing, and reach out and touch your heart, we get everything we need. And I believe, Lord God, right now that although all we're doing is speaking these names, that they reach out to you, they'll get everything they need. Because that's just the way you are. That's just how faithful you are, Lord God. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, that we can count on you to move in behalf of these people. And I thank you, Lord God, for your move on behalf of every one of us. I thank you, Lord God, for moving on behalf of this nation. Bringing conviction to those, Lord God, that have the authority to make a difference. And I thank you. And Lord God, as part of your kingdom, we cast our lot with you. We make our decision to be citizens of the kingdom of heaven, to live by the rules of the King of Kings. To place you as our supreme commander. And we know, Lord God, when we choose to do that, we have nothing to fear. Because, Lord God, you can get water out of a rock.
Amen.
You can get oils, jars and jars of oil out of one little bitty pool. Like you did with the widow. You can take one meal and make it last as long as necessary. You can feed 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. God, you can take care of us through any kind of economic hardship. Lord, I pray that we'll have more faith in you than we have in the economists. That we'll have more faith in you than we have in doctors. That we'll have more faith in you than we have in politicians. And that we'll be more faithful to you than we are to political parties and to social groups. As part of your kingdom. Lord God, it's two-faced to live like the world and then expect you to take care of us. To insulate us and isolate us from all the problems. But when we choose to live a kingdom life by kingdom principles, all the power of heaven will back us up. Regardless of what it seems like or whether or what it looks like. So, Father, we come before you this morning, thanking you for a risen Savior. Jesus, we glorify you this morning. We exalt you and we magnify you. Not just today because it's Easter, but every day, Lord God, let us do that. In our hearts, in our lives. Lord God, we just want to worship you this morning. We just want to focus our attention upon you. And Lord God, there's no question, many of us, probably in some respect all of us that are here this morning, came with a need, came with something that's affecting our lives. But everything, Lord God, is in your control. You can reach right through it, and you can change it. But Lord God, I pray right now we'll step beyond ourselves. And that, Lord God, we'll not just focus on what it is I need, but we will focus, Lord God, on giving to you, on honoring you, on recognizing you as our living Savior. As the one that was willing to allow the Father. When he said, go. Jesus, you said willingly. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Jesus, you rose from the dead to prove that that life is possible. You settled the issue. And so now we focus on you this special day of days as we think about the significance of that empty tomb and of that angel said, he is not here, for he has risen, as he said. In Jesus' name.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
I'll never know.
I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. I'll never know how much it cost.
Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify your name today, Jesus. I'm going to dismiss nursery. And
hallelujah. And now, teachers, nursery, y'all try to be back in here about 11. That gives you about a half an hour. Hallelujah. And Laverne, you need to do...